This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. You've probably seen e-cigarettes around. Maybe it's someone who looks like they're chewing on a pen or having a smoke in a restaurant or a bar. In reality, they're vaping, inhaling and exhaling a vapor of heated nicotine and flavoring. Vapers say e-cigarettes keep them away from more dangerous tobacco products. Public health officials say vaping normalizes nicotine use, exposes users to unknown harms, and introduces kids to potential addiction. A CDC report released this month found middle and high school students' use of vaporizers tripled in just a year. That's why many public health officials want to ban vaping in public spaces statewide. So, no vaping in restaurants, bars, or on sidewalks near doorways. Here in the Bay Area, some bans are already in place in San Francisco and some parts of Santa Clara County. Other cities have yet to take up the issue. Reporter Leslie Griffey went to San Jose to discover why people vape and what worries public health officials about this growing trend.
Natasha Ernst sits on the busy patio of a public market in San Jose, sipping a beer. Every so often, she pulls out what looks like a small cigarette and takes a puff of nicotine, legally. If she was smoking a cigarette, she'd almost certainly be asked to leave. The market could face a code violation. But Ernst isn't a smoker anymore.
In college, I lived in Paris, and that's where I started smoking.
The habit lasted for years. It was part of a romanticized idea of what it meant to be a writer living abroad.
I had a bit of a Hemingway complex, let's say, and spent a lot of time in brasserie thinking about the great American novels that I would write. But it developed into a habit because it's nicotine.
Nicotine is a highly addictive neurotoxin, a substance as hard to kick as heroin. So Ernst decided to give up the cigarettes but keep the nicotine. She tried lots of different options, gums and lozenges, but nothing worked. Enter vaping.
It works great. It's been the best device for quitting smoking. I haven't smoked a cigarette in over 2.5 years.
That argument doesn't sit right with Sarah Cody. She's Santa Clara County's health officer and leading public health advocate, sort of a surgeon general for the South Bay.
I really can't follow the logic why it's okay then to introduce nicotine addiction in another way. It really doesn't make sense.
Cody's leading the county's charge against expanding nicotine addiction.
If you want a smoking cessation help, you need to know something about the dose of nicotine that you're getting, and who knows what you're getting in an e-cigarette.
Unlike other smoking cessation tools, e-cigarettes aren't currently regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. There are no rules saying what can go in them, or how much nicotine they can contain. There are also no rules requiring labeling about the contents.
What's in the juice? Who knows what's in the juice? Could be anything.
Studies have found carcinogens, things like formaldehyde, in some vaping liquids. But even without that, nicotine on its own increases blood pressure, lowers the birth weight of babies, and damages the brains of teens. So for public health officials, vaping isn't a good tool for quitting. It merely extends nicotine addictions. But vaping proponents say e-cigarettes are a better alternative to the known carcinogens, particulates, and tar in tobacco smoke.
Everyone has a family member or a loved one or a friend who has suffered from a smoking-related illness or death.
Gregory Conley is the president of the American Vaping Association.
Oftentimes, they allow themselves to blame nicotine for those harms. But nicotine is just what creates the dependency. Smokers smoke for the nicotine, but they die from the tar.
He's upset that public health officials don't see e-cigarettes as an anti-smoking device.
So the idea that they can't recommend a smoker who has tried to quit with the patch, gum, lozenges, Chantix, etc., they can't recommend smokers pick up an e-cigarette.
And that brings us back to the debate on where people can legally use e-cigarettes. Conley's group believes allowing vaping indoors and in public places makes e-cigarettes an attractive alternative for smokers. Public health officials, like Sarah Cody, worry that public vaping makes the habit look cool to kids and young people.
Remember when you used to see famous movie stars smoking and they looked glamorous and fabulous and you wanted to be like them? Same kind of marketing tactics now used with e-cigarettes with no regulation.
Just like the image of Hemingway made smoking look appealing to Natasha Ernst, Cody says that by making vaping look glamorous, e-cigarette manufacturers are creating a whole new generation of customers addicted to their product. Back on the sun-filled San Jose patio, Natasha Ernst says she knows there's a debate about vaping in public.
When I'm out, I always make sure that I'm very discreet. I don't do anything that draws any type of attention to it because you need to be very polite. That's just part of being in society.
But as long as it's legal, Ernst doesn't plan to stop vaping in public. Earlier this month, a state Senate committee signed off on the idea of banning vaping wherever smoking is prohibited. The bill faces another hearing later this spring. In San Jose, I'm Leslie Griffey for Cross Currents.